preacher, where with mother we went, and our Sundays were spent with my friends at that old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt at that old country church. Where with Jesus above, with his wonderful love, saved my soul at that old country church.
To the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church, coming to you by the means of radio over this fine station, C103. Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Bobby Salen. What a great privilege it is to come to you again this morning. Call a friend, tell a neighbor, we're on the air. That's right, every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock right here on C103. Again, it's a great privilege to be with you this morning, and we pray that this broadcast is a blessing to you. We'd like to give you directions to our church. If you're coming from Mount Orb, you take Route 68, approximately 5 miles, till you come to Route 286, turn left, and the church is on the right-hand side. If you're coming from Fayetteville, you take Route 68, approximately 5 miles, till you come to Route 286, turn right, and the church is on the right-hand side. Our church service nights are Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Wednesday and Friday at 7:30, Sunday at 6, and Sunday school at 10:30 a.m. That's right, every Sunday morning, we get into the Word of God and grow in the knowledge of the truth. We want to also give this broadcast out to our faithful contributors, the ones that makes this broadcast possible. And that is Harold and Louise Brummett right there in Buford, Ohio. We appreciate them. We appreciate Brother Harold and Sister Louise. We've been praying for you, asking the Lord to help you and help with your family. And we pray this broadcast is a blessing to you, Brother and Sister Brummett. And we also want to send it out to Sister Linda Hughes in West Union, Ohio. And Sister Linda, I got your letter, and we're going to get that info out to you. Try to get it out this week. So we appreciate all that you do for us here at the 5 Mile Holiness Church broadcast. Want to send it out to Anita and Vance Allen. That's right, Anita and Vance Allen in Blanchester, Ohio. We appreciate them, and faithful contributor and faithful listener right here at the 5 Mile Holiness Church broadcast. Now, we also want to give out our website address. If you want to know more about the 5 Mile Holiness Church, this is a great asset for you to go to and learn more about us. You can go to www.5milehc.org. Again, www.5milehc.org. You can go to that and click on the homepage there. We got a sermon link you can click on and listen at the radio broadcast 7 days a week. We try to update that monthly. And then also we have a guest page you can click on and hear the guest preachers that come out and visiting preachers that we have and we use. And no doubt you can find a favorite there. We also want to give out a couple announcements before we get into the Word of God this morning. And that's this Saturday. That's right, this Saturday. I've been giving it out now for about a month, but we're going to take a few minutes now and really give this out good because this is it. This Saturday, April the 28th, you want to mark your calendars, make plans to come out to the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church. We're having a church auction, and it's going to be right outside in our park area under the shelter. And we'll have chairs and we'll have picnic tables and we're going to be running the grill throughout the day. You can get you a hamburger and a hot dog and maybe even get you a bargain through the auction. We're going to have plenty of items, furniture, lawn care. There's going to be a refrigerator, air conditioner. We got a real nice desk in autumn, and we've got a grandfather clock, and just items. I can't name them all, but we got some good items. You don't want to miss it. Come out, amen, and be a part of this auction, because this is going to be a big help to our church. It is a fundraiser. It's going to the building fund, to the 5 Mile Holiness Church. We are in the process of remodeling the inside of the church. So again, that's this Saturday, April the 28th at 12 o'clock. We start at 12 o'clock noon sharp. And come out, get you a card, a bidding card, a number, and go ahead and start bidding on those good items. And let's have a good day of fellowship. If you've never been out to 5 Mile, you owe it to yourself to come out and be with us. So that's this weekend. So mark your calendars and come out and pay us a visit. All right, we're going to get right into the Word of God. Again, it takes the Lord to preach. Without the Lord, we can do nothing. It takes the anointing of God. But we're going to read from the book of Judges. From the book of Judges, chapter 12. And I want to take a segment or two from this chapter, amen, and try to preach to you out there in radio land. The Bible said in Judges, chapter 12, and verse 1, "And the men of Ephraim gathered themselves together and went northward, and said to Jehoshaphat, Wherefore passest thou over to fight against the children of Ammon? And didst not thou call us to go with thee? We will burn thine house upon thee with fire. And Jehoshaphat said unto them, I and my people were at great strife with the children of Ammon. And when I called you, ye delivered me not out of their hands. When I saw that ye delivered me not, I put my life in my hands, and I passed over against the children of Ammon, and the Lord delivered them into my hand. Wherefore, then, are ye come up against me this day to fight against me? Then Jehoshaphat gathered together all the men of Gilead and fought with Ephraim. And the men of Gilead smote Ephraim, because they said, Ye Gileadites are fugitives of Ephraim, among the Ephraimites, and among the Manassites. And the Gileadites took the passages of Jordan before the Ephraimites. And it was so that when those Ephraimites which were escaped said, Let me go over, that the men of Gilead said unto them, Art thou an Ephraimite? And if he said, Nay, then they said, they say unto him, Say now, Shibboleth. And he said, Sibboleth. For he could not frame to pronounce it right. Then they took him, slew him at the passage of Jordan. And there fell at that time the Ephraimites 42,000. If the Lord would help me just for a few minutes of time, I want to preach simply on what's the password. Amen. Simply, what's the password? Here in this passage of Scripture, we've already found out that there's a great battle going on. There's a war going on. That at Gilead and Ephraim, they came against one another because that the Ephraimites went in, amen, to Ammon and destroyed them. Amen. And Gilead was angry and they came against Ephraim. And when they was battling against one another, we find that Gilead went over and blocked the passages crossing Jordan over into Canaan's land, where the Ephraimites had to go there because that was their hometown. But before they could get over there, the Gileadites already had it blocked. They had it blocked, and they said to them, Before you can pass over Jordan to go over into Canaan's land, we need to know, can you say Shibboleth? Now I want you to notice something in verse 6. They said unto them, Say now, Shibboleth. And the Bible said, they said, Sibboleth. Which they left the H, amen, they could not pronounce the letter H. Notice, the Bible said they say Shibboleth, and they said Shibboleth, but they say Sibboleth. And because they could not pronounce it, that let them know that they was the enemy. For the enemy that they was fighting, the Ephraims, they could not pronounce with H. They had an impediment speech problem, and they could not speak with the word letter H. So therefore they knew they was the enemy, and they took the sword and killed them. So with that being said, I want to take you back for a moment. I want to preach on simply what's the password. Amen. When I went back, I got to thinking about this story. And I want you to notice the origin of this. They're at the crossing of Jordan. They're at the Jordan River going, amen, over across from Kadesh Barnea over into Canaan's land. The land flowing with milk and honey. The land of promise that God promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen. But before they could go over, they had to know the password. That was the identification, amen, for Gilead, that they was Gileadites and not Ephraims. I began to look at this and I thought, my God in heaven, Lord, inspired me to preach this morning. Amen. To you out there in radio land, praise be to God, there is a difference. Amen. Praise be to God. You may say amen. You can put the clothes on to look like a Christian. Amen. You can even go to church on Sunday and pay your tithes. Amen. But I want you to know something. There is a difference when you cross Jordan. Amen. And go into that Canaan's land. That land of promise. Praise be to God. It's going to be more than looking the part. It's going to be more than acting the part. Amen. You're going to have to be able to say the part. Amen. You got to live it in a way deep down in your heart. Amen. Praise be to God. You got to be born again. Amen. You got to have the blood of Jesus Christ applied in your life. I want you to know out there in radio land, in my 25 years of traveling and preaching across this nation, I find a church age. Amen. That has a form of godliness. I see a church age. Amen. That plays the part. Amen. But they don't have that royal blood in their veins. They haven't had that blood transfusion. They haven't been born again. Amen. Praise be to God. Listen, my friend. I thought about this story was fitting this morning because notice, amen, the Gileadites used their minds here. Amen. They said, wait a minute, we can determine who the enemy is. Amen. Because the Ephraims cannot pronounce the word H. Amen. I know this is quite simple, but notice it goes deeper than that. Amen. Praise be to God. It was their homeland. Amen. They was trying to get back home. They was trying to get away from the enemy. Amen. Praise be to God. But they couldn't say the word Shibboleth. Amen. Praise be to God. I want you to notice this morning. It'll mean something. Amen. At the end of your life. Amen. To have the blessings of God in your life. Amen. To know who you are and what you are. Amen. Somebody said, I'm a child of God. Somebody said, I'm a Christian preacher. Well, let's take a minute and look at that. What is a Christian? A Christian is Christ-like. A disciple of the Lord. A follower of Him. Are you following the Lord's footsteps? Are you like Him? Amen. Do you think like Him? Talk like Him? Do like Him? Amen. A Christian is Christ-like. Amen. Praise be to God. Listen, brother, today it's more than just saying I'm a child of the King. Amen. You've got to have it deep down in your soul. Amen. Praise be to God. I want to preach to you today. What's the password? Amen. I went back for a moment in history concerning the Jordan River. Amen. I know we sing songs about the Jordan River. Amen. I'm going to lay my cross down when I cross that chilly Jordan. I mean, we sing songs like that. Amen. To remind us that we're passing from this life into the next life. But this passage of Scripture, they're literally at the Jordan River. So I went back and I thought, now wait a minute. They blocked the passage. Is there any other way to cross Jordan River? favor. Amen. So I went back and I found in Genesis chapter 13, verse 9, amen, that a man called Joshua, amen, when he came to Jordan River, amen, we find that prophet Joshua came there and he had the Ark of the Covenant, the testimony of God. And when he got there, the Bible said, amen, when the Levitical priest, amen, foot touched the Jordan River, amen, while they carried the Ark of the Covenant, the Bible said, amen, that Jordan River stopped flowing, amen, and it heaped itself up. I want you to gather this for a minute. Now the rivers are flowing from one side to the other, but when the Ark of the Covenant came to the borders of Jordan and the priest's feet touched the borders of the river, the Bible said the river stopped flowing and it heaped itself up like a wall, amen, and they walked over on the other side. Oh, hallelujah. Is there any other way to pass over Jordan? Amen. As long as you've got a testimony that pleases God. Amen. They was carrying the Ark of the Covenant. The presence of God was with them. I want you to know, friend, today, how do you know, Brother Bobby, amen, that you're a saved, born again child of God? Amen. There's something on the inside that moves on the outside. I noticed this. Joshua had the presence of God with him. Amen. He had that atonement there. The Ark of the Covenant, the testimony of God. Amen. And the rivers had to stop so they could pass over on the other side. I'm here to tell you, you're going to pass over in a little while, whether it be by the death of the grave or be by the coming of the Lord. You're going to pass over. And brother, if you've got the presence of God in your life, you can go over to the other side. But brother, I'd hate to think all these years after you've been raised in church and heard the gospel, amen, praise God, in churches on every street corner, amen, and you took the opportunity to pass it by and not get ready to go. Brother, listen at me today. Here's a family. The Ephraimites couldn't get over. Gilead had it blocked. I want you to know today, the devil will try his best, amen, to stop you from crossing Jordan River. Amen. He don't want you to go over to the other side. Amen. So he'll tell you all kinds of things like, amen, you got plenty of time to get right. He'll tell you, amen, you're young. You got plenty of time. He'll tell you the church is not for you. Go out and enjoy the world. He'll tell you all kinds of lies. Amen. Because he don't want you to cross Jordan River. Amen. But oh, thank God. Amen. I give my heart to the Lord at a young age. Amen. I try to keep him with me daily. I pray and seek the Lord so I can feel for him. And I know he's inside of me. The Bible said his spirit bears witness with my spirit and lets me know that I am a child of God. Hear me today out there in radio land. What's the password? Amen. We're going to get to it in a minute, but let's go further. We find that Joshua had the Ark of the Covenant and he passed over. Then we find in Genesis chapter 32, amen, we find at the crossing of Jordan, amen, there was some fussing going on between Esau and Jacob. And you Bible readers know what happened between Esau and Jacob. Amen, they sold their birthright. Amen, praise be to God, and they got angry one towards another. Amen, but we find at the crossing of Jordan, in Genesis chapter 32, it's where Esau and Jacob met up. And they got things fixed. They apologized to one another. They're on the banks of Jordan. I want you to know today, when I read that, I thought, oh God, how many people out there today has got feelings one towards another? I mean, they've got hate that's got in their life. Amen. Jealousy and malice has crept in their soul. Amen. I want you to know, you'll not cross Jordan River until you you get things fixed. Brother, you got to say, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me of all my evil doing. Forgive me of all my sin. Just as Jacob and Esau had to get things fixed, brother, you'll have to get things fixed. You'll not cross Jordan. Amen. Praise be to God. I know a family today, amen, that on their deathbed, amen, they had an ought against the family. They would not say sorry. Amen. They shared it with their loved ones. Amen. The hate and the disagreement. Amen. But it come down, amen, to their dying day. Amen. Praise be to God. They's getting ready to cross Jordan. Amen. You know what he done? He sent word. Amen. To his enemy. And he said to that person, he said, tell him to come. I tell him to come. I want to tell him sorry. I'm getting ready to leave here. Amen. They called for the brother and he came. And they're on his bedside there in the hospital. They hugged one another's neck and he said, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I'm getting ready to cross over Jordan. Oh, help me while I preach today, Holy Ghost. I want you to know out there today, amen, the devil come to kill, steal, and to destroy. Amen. Don't let them thoughts get in your mind. Don't let that strife and envy get in your heart. Brother, it'll keep you from crossing Jordan. Oh, help me, God, to get things fixed. Jacob and Esau showed us it was at the crossing of Jordan when they said, I'm sorry. Brother, you're getting ready to go one of these days. You'll go from this life into the next. And the only thing that's going to matter, have I got things fixed with God? Is my heart fixed with God? Oh, hallelujah. I feel like today I'm talking to somebody out there. You're at the crossing of Jordan. Amen. Are you ready? Somebody said, preacher, what's the password? I want to know. I'd hate to say at the end of my life and the Lord looked down upon me, he's going to say one or two things. Enter into the joys of the Lord or depart from me, thou worker of iniquity. I know not who you are. Well, hallelujah. I want to preach to you. What's the passport we find? Amen. That Joshua crossed over with the presence of God. We find that Jacob and Esau crossed over through forgiveness. We find, amen, amen, in Matthew 3 and 5. Amen. 3 and 5. Amen. It's where? Well, let's go up. I'm sorry. Let's go to 2 Kings 5 and 10. I want to show you something that happened in Jordan. Amen. That brings this down spiritually so we can understand it. At 2 Kings 5 and 10. Amen. It's the Jordan River that Elisha told Naaman the leper, you have to go down to Jordan and dip yourself 7 times. Naaman the leper was diagnosed with leprosy. Amen. And the man of God said, you want to be healed? Go down to Jordan and dip yourself 7 times. Amen. Praise be to God. But Naaman said, no. Jordan's muddy. Jordan ain't a place to go for a king. But he said, Naaman, if you're going to be healed, you're going to have to dip down in Jordan. Amen. I thought about the stories told that Naaman finally got willing. And he went down to Jordan and he dipped 7 times. And the Bible said he came out clean. His skin was like baby skin. The leprosy was gone at the speaking in the man of God. Elijah told him what to do and he obeyed the voice of God. Amen. And he washed him clean. I got to thinking about that this morning. It was at Jordan River that Naaman was washed clean. I want you to help me. Holy Ghost, today I want to preach to you out there. Listen at me. You'll not cross Jordan River with sin in your life. You'll not cross Jordan River, amen, with thoughts and feelings in your life. Brother, you got to be washed by the blood of the Lamb. Let's go down to Jordan and let's call on the name of the Lord and say, Lord, wash me. Lord, cleanse me. Lord, make me whole. Lord, praise be to God. Amen. You got to get willing to hear the voice of God. You got to get willing to hear the man of God. Naaman would have never got his healing if he wouldn't have heard the voice of God. Naaman would have never been washed clean if he wouldn't have heard the man of God. I know people out there have said, I don't have to hear that preacher. I don't have to listen to him. Brother, the Bible says, if you won't hear the prophets, neither will you hear the Son of God. Listen at me today. I'm not here to hurt you. I'm here to help you. I'm here to direct your steps today. I'm here to remind you about the password to cross over in the Jordan and over on the other side. That Canaan's land. That land flowing with milk and honey. The place that He's prepared for them that love Him. Well, let me try to close. Amen. And finally we find in Jordan, in Matthew 3 and 5, it's at Jordan River where John the Baptist baptized our Lord and Savior. And Jesus came and said to John, it is fitting, amen, for you to do this. Take me and baptize me. John said, while you ask me to baptize you, you ought to baptize me. Amen. But Jesus said, not be so. It is fitting for today you to baptize me. And John took him down the Jordan River and baptized him. As I close today, listen at me. Brother, I took you to Joshua crossing with the presence of God. I took you, amen, to Jacob and Esau at Jordan River getting things fixed. Amen. I took you, amen. Praise be to God. Amen. To the crossing of Jordan. Amen. Praise be to God to be washed by naming the leopard 7 times. And now we're here to be baptized. And Jesus is being baptized in Jordan River. What's the password, preacher? Before you go up the air, what's the password? Amen. Praise be to God. You want to cross over? You want to go over to the other side? You want to get away from the enemy of your soul? The adversary, the devil? Amen. This is the password. I noticed the Bible said, they said unto the infirmary, say unto us Shibboleth. And they could not say Shibboleth. They say Sibboleth. They could not pronounce the letter H. The letter H was missing. That determined who they were. And with that being said today, amen, what does the letter H stand for? What does the letter H represent? It is the password. It is the identification. And it represents the word holy. Holy. Amen. The Bible said, be ye therefore holy, even as your heavenly Father is holy. And the Bible said in Hebrews, follow peace with all men, and holiness without. No man shall see the Lord. You want to cross over Jordan. You want to go over to the other side. Brother, the password is holy. You got to live holy. You got to live godly. You got to live soberly in this present world. Yes, say, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive your neighbor. Love your neighbor as yourself. Yes, you got to do these things. You got to be washed. Amen. And be baptized. But brother, after these things has been done, be ye therefore holy. What is holiness? Separated, set apart, sanctified. Brother, God can use you today. You can go over to the other side as long as you live holy, as long as you live godly. Are you hearing this old time preacher? I'm telling you today, He's a holy God. He lives in a holy heaven. He's got holy angels, and He's coming after a holy church. Are you hearing me today? What's the password? Oh, hallelujah. This is Pastor Bobby Salen with the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church. Until we meet again next week, may the Lord richly bless you.